Thank you, and good morning. Welcome once again to the radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestell, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you receive a blessing from hearing another portion of the precious Word of God. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to our church services today. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages, and we know that you can feel free to bring your families, bring your Bibles, and study the Word of God in our Sunday school classes this morning. At 11 o'clock this morning, we have our morning worship services, and you're invited to come to this service. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, we meet again for our afternoon prayer service, and then at 4:30 for our evening worship. Our midweek Bible study is at 7 o'clock each Wednesday evening, so you're invited to come to these services, and we know that you'll receive a blessing from being in the house of God. And we understand that if you want to hear the truth of what the Bible says, then you can come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, we'd like to speak on the Bible subject of justification. And before we begin, we need to give a definition of what justification is. Justification is actually a judicial sentence. It is as if an individual is standing before the judge, and the judge declares that this individual is perfectly innocent and totally right of any wrongdoing at all. Justification is a lot like salvation, but it is not exactly the same thing as salvation. Salvation is the actual cleansing of the individual from any kind of sin. Justification is God's declaration that that person is cleansed. So really, justification is a legal term, which means that God, who is the judge, has examined the sinner, and of course, God has a perfect eye with which He examines sinners. God has then found, as He looks at the sinner, that he is completely innocent of all unrighteousness. And God is declaring that this individual is completely righteous before Himself. So that is really a definition of what justification is. In the message concerning justification, we want to look at that subject in two different ways. The first point will be justified in salvation. Now, this will be explaining that we are justified before God, and all of our sins are gone away as far as God is concerned. The second point will be justification in works. That is, that a person works out his salvation with fear and trembling. He does not do this so that men necessarily can see his good works. Rather, he works toward God in his flesh because of an inward desire that God has given to him. And so, justification in works means that the work that a man does, which can be seen by man, proves the sanctification in salvation. All right, so that's the two points that we're going to look at. So let's start with the justification concerning salvation. And we're going to read in the book of Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through verse 14. And this is the story of the Pharisee and the publican. The Bible said in Luke chapter 18, in verse 9, "And he spoke this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess.' And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, Jesus is now talking in verse 14, I tell you, this man, and here Jesus is speaking of the publican, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. In this passage concerning the parable of the publican and the Pharisee, we notice that the Pharisee, of course, is a religious person. Remember now that the Pharisee is lost. Not only is he lost, he is not justified before God. In other words, God has not declared that the Pharisee is right and pure and clean. Now, we'll see in this parable that the Pharisee says that he's righteous, but that's not what God says about him. Look what it says in verse 11. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. Who is the Pharisee praying to? Well, you know, he's not praying to God. The Pharisee is praying to himself. And he calls himself God, because that's the first word that comes out of his mouth. He prays thus with himself, God, and notice that he begins to talk about how good he is. He says, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. I thank you that I am not an extortioner. An extortioner is one who uses his influence to get done what he wants done. It's real close to bribery, except there's no money passed. It's just influence that's passed. Extortioners, he says, I'm not unjust. He says, I'm not an adulterer. And he says, I thank you, Lord, that I'm not like this lowly publican over here. I'm a lot better person than this publican. And now in verse 12, the Pharisee tells all the things that he's done. He says, I fast 2 times a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Now here's a man who's doing a lot of things. But remember that the man who does a lot of things in front of himself is not justified. But rather, the person that comes before God humbling themselves, realizing what they are. And they're coming before God and not before men, not before themselves. That is the person that will be justified spiritually before God. In verse 13, the Bible said here that the publican, he's a lowly man. He is a rich man, a wealthy man, and a very well-known man. Because nobody likes the publican. The Bible said that he stands afar off. He does not even lift up his eyes unto heaven. He is ashamed of who he is. He's ashamed of what he is. The man does not even dare lift his eyes and look toward God. The Bible said that he smote himself upon his breast and he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The word mercy here indicates that the publican realizes that he is guilty. The only reason that a person would ever ask for mercy would be when they knew that they were guilty. And the publican knows that he's guilty. He's not asking God for justice, because he knows if he gets justice, he's going to be doomed. But the publican is asking for mercy because he knows he's guilty. And he's throwing himself on the mercy of Jesus Christ, who is his judge. The Bible said that the publican said that he was a sinner. And he smote himself upon his breast. The Bible also tells us that the publican went home justified. He was justified within himself. Only the publican knew that he was justified, because it was an individual matter. It was an internal matter between him and God. And you see, when God looked upon the publican, He would see a man that was absolutely, totally innocent of all wrongdoing, of all sin, of all iniquity, of all abominations. When God looked upon the publican, He would say, "This man is a good man." Now, how is it that justification came to the publican? And so, if you would, let's read in our Bibles concerning some of the ways that justification comes. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, chapter 3, and the justification that we're talking about right here is point number one. That is justification in salvation. That justification that is internal before God and before God alone. In Romans, chapter 3, the Bible tells us, and we'll read in verse 23, the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by the grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." And so we find here that justification is free. The Bible said, justified freely by His grace. Well, what is grace? Well, the definition of grace, and I think the definition that is very widely accepted, is unmerited favor. That is, favor from God that is completely undeserved. Now, in our parable concerning the Pharisee and the publican, what did the publican do to deserve mercy or to deserve grace? And as you study that passage, you'll find that the publican did nothing. All he did was come and throw himself on the mercy of Jesus Christ. And God gave him, freely gave him, mercy and forgave him of his sins. Well, what about the Pharisee? Did he do anything that he said deserved the grace of God? Well, you know, the Pharisee prayed to God. He prayed to himself, didn't he? And then the Pharisee said, "I thank you that I'm not a mean man. I'm not like all these other people. I'm not an adulterer. I'm not an extortioner. I give tithes of all that I possess. And I do all of these good things." And you know what the Pharisee, when he went home, he wasn't justified before God. Because the Pharisee believed that he was good enough to receive in his own self salvation. He didn't have to trust God. The Pharisee wasn't trusting God. And the publican was the one that was trusting God because he couldn't trust in himself. He didn't have anything to trust for or with. The Bible said in Romans 3 and verse 28, "Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." And so here the publican is saved by faith. He's justified freely by grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And he's justified by faith. He's trusting in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1 says that we're justified by faith, therefore we have peace with God. Romans 5:10 says that we're justified now by His blood. And we know that it's just like this. Well, we do see that our time has slipped away from us again this morning. We do appreciate you listening to this broadcast, and we invite you to come to the services of the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri. We will continue this message next Sunday, the Lord willing, and we'll continue in the subject concerning point number two, that is, justified by works, that is, before men. If you would like a transcript of this message, then just send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, Missouri, and ask for a transcript of the message on justification. Thank you now for listening to this radio broadcast.